This is Radio Nepal. I'm Srijana Basula with the news. The headlines first. Pre-launch of Public Service Broadcasting Nepal begins. Communication Minister Prithvi Subba Gurung calls on PSB Nepal to adopt international practices and national needs. Foreign Affairs Minister Dr. Arju Rana Deoba urges Qatar to secure safe release of Nepali student Bipin Joshi, believed to be in Hamas captivity. Government achieves 39% of income target and 35% of expenditure target in half-yearly budget review of current fiscal year. And South Korea investigators enter impeached president's abode in second arrest attempt. Now the news in detail. The pre-launch of Public Service Broadcasting, PSB Nepal, has begun yesterday. Speaking at the inauguration of pre-launch of PSB Nepal, Minister for Communication and Information Technology Prithvi Subba Gurung stressed its responsibility to provide accurate and inclusive information, ensuring citizens' right to information without political alignment. The Communication Minister clarified that PSB Nepal would operate independently and free from government interference and call it to maintain an unbiased stance adhering to international practices and national needs. On the occasion, Minister Gurung also launched the official website of PSB Nepal, www.psbnepal.gov.np. Likewise, Vice Chairperson of National Planning Commission, Dr. Sivaraj Adhikari, highlighted that PSB would enhance the reliability of information. Secretary at the Communication Ministry, Radhika Arial, announced an audience council would be formed as per the PSB Act. Chairperson of PSB Nepal, Dr. Mahendra Bista, outlined that PSB's priorities include nation building, disaster information and national prosperity. Acting Chief Administrative Officer of PSB Nepal, Bishnu Ram Neopane, urged the government to ensure adequate financial support for the organization. Meanwhile, leaders of various political parties participating in a thematic discussion organized yesterday on the occasion of the pre-launch of PSB Nepal emphasized that it should contribute to strengthening democracy and bringing all communities into the mainstream of nation building. Panel discussions on various themes related to PSB will be featured during the three-day pre-launch event till tomorrow. The Ministry of Foreign Affairs continues its diplomatic efforts to secure the safe release of Bipin Joshi, a Nepali citizen believed to be held captive by Hamas. These efforts come as Hamas plans to release 34 captives, including women, children and the elderly. Minister for Foreign Affairs Dr. Arju Rana Deoba has urged countries mediating with Hamas for a ceasefire to intensify efforts for Joshi's release. Foreign Affairs Minister Dr. Rana spoke with Qatar's Minister of State for Foreign Affairs Dr. Mohammed bin Abdulaziz Al Khulaifi, requesting special initiatives for Joshi's release. Dr. Khulaifi, a key mediator, confirmed that progress is being made on the ceasefire and that Joshi will be prioritized in the first phase of captive release. Joshi was kidnapped during the Hamas attack on Israel in October 2023, which resulted in over 1,000 deaths, including 10 Nepali citizens. The National Earthquake Safety Day is being observed today in commemoration of the historic earthquake in Nepal that occurred in 1990 BS. The day is observed every year on 2nd of Magh since 2055 BS to commemorate the major earthquakes that have occurred in Nepal and also to share information about earthquake safety and disaster management. On the occasion today, the BP Kerala Planetarium Observatory and Science Museum in Kirtipur has organized a program to mark the day. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli is scheduled to attend the program. The program will be broadcast live on Radio Nepal. The half-yearly budget review shows that the government has achieved 39% of its income target and 35% of its expenditure target for the current fiscal year. As of mid-January, government expenditures totaled 667.6 billion rupees of the annual target of 1.86 trillion rupees. Of the total allocation of 1.14 trillion rupees, 452 billion rupees was spent. Capital expenditure was 56.9 billion rupees or 16.6% of the target, while fiscal management expenditures reached 157 billion rupees or 43.2% of the allocation. For revenue collection, 574.8 billion rupees were collected, achieving 39% of the target of 1.47 trillion rupees. Minister for Agriculture and Livestock Development Ramnath Adhikari has stated that the ministry is working to address farmers' issues. Speaking at a program in Baglung yesterday, the Agriculture Minister emphasized the importance of providing grants only to genuine farmers. He expressed concern that despite significant grants in the agriculture sector, the real problems of farmers remain unresolved. The Nepal Rashtra Bank, NRB, has unveiled a draft with new standards to manage savings and credit of cooperative organizations, with the government issuing a new law relating to cooperative sector management through an ordinance. In order to maintain transparency and balance in the fiscal activities of the embattling cooperative sector, this central bank on Monday made public the draft of directive and standards issued for cooperative organizations having savings and credit transactions. In the draft of the standards, cooperatives can collect savings only from their members, set savings collection limits according to the scope, tighten the loan investment and emphasize investment in the productive sector. Urging to give suggestions or inputs on the draft by 12 of February, the central bank has said that the draft has been brought to ensure discipline and transparency in the cooperative sector. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international updates. South Korean investigators have entered the residence of impeached President Yoon Suk-yeol to arrest him. Yoon has been holded for weeks while under investigation on charges of insurrection after a short-lived attempt to impose martial law in December. The court has granted an extension to a previous warrant following a failed arrest attempt earlier this month. The police have deployed about 1,000 officers outside Yoon's official residence as a huge crowd of his supporters and critics have gathered. Yoon's impeachment trial, which is to decide if he should be removed from the office, started yesterday but ended within some time because of his absence. At least 120 people are reported to have been killed in random shelling on Monday in the Dar es Salaam area of Sudanese city of Omdurman. The BBC quoted the Ombada Emergency Response Room as saying the death toll was provisional, suggesting that the number of victims could rise. Rescuers have assured that the medical supplies are running low as health workers struggle to treat large numbers of people with injuries from bombardments. The Sudan civil war has killed tens of thousands of people, uprooted over 12 million and pushed the country to the brink of famine in 21 months. The UN has described the war in Sudan as one of the world's worst humanitarian disasters. Now the general weather forecast for the country. Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly cloudy to mainly fair throughout the country today. Light rain is likely to occur in Sudhir Paschim province with chances of light snowfall at a few places of the high hilly and mountainous region of Karnali and Sudhir Paschim province, including one or two places of high hilly and mountainous regions of rest of the country today. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Before wrapping it up, Let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Relaunch of public service broadcasting Nepal begins. Communication Minister Prithvi Subba Gurung calls on PSB Nepal to adopt international practices and national needs. Foreign Affairs Minister Dr. Arju Rana Deoba urges Qatar to secure safe release of Nepali student Bipin Joshi believed to be in Hamas captivity. Government achieves 39% of income target and 35% of expenditure target in half-yearly budget review of current fiscal year. And South Korea investigators enter impeached president's abode in second arrest attempt. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can listen to us online on our website www.radionepalonline.com and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.